month of November.
With harvest continuing and a wet fall, the pace of soil sampling has been slow across the region. Mosaic Territory Sales Manager Sherry Cook says the samples that have come in are low.
With some of these huge crops that we've pulled off in the last 3-4 years, we're starting to see our soil test levels, especially on phosphorus, nitrogen, and then potassium as well. We're even starting to see that our soil test levels are dropping. So we want to be mindful of that as we're fertilizing for, say, 180 to 200 bushel corn, and we're pulling 220, 250 bushel corn. So we got to be mindful that we're not mining too much out of our soil and that at least we're replacing what we're using.
Once the crop comes off, Cook says a soil test should be a priority. Fall fertilization is also advised.
Try to get some product on this fall. We've all seen the crazy springs, like this past spring, where everything happens in a 4 to 6 week period. And so I know a few of the retailers that I work with in the area struggled to get the product on in a timely manner and to get all the acres done that they needed to get done. So always a good idea to do some work in the fall if at all possible. Dig that fertilizer in if you're doing a broadcast. And let's hope for a good winter and get some cover.
More corn and wheat will likely be planted next spring, two crops that utilize a fair amount of fertilizer. Reporting Agriculture's Business, this is the Red River Farm Network.